Hello there, welcome back for another episode of the Happy Healthy Hustle. Today I'm going to share some really cool insights for you of how you can reach your goals. I'm going to tell you the difference between the two different types of goals and why one of them is absolutely not going to work. So let's get started right away. Well, my name is Christiana and I'm the podcast host of the Happy Healthy Hustle. And I'm also a professor and I teach innovation entrepreneurship. A lot of really what I teach in my podcast as well as in my mastermind collective is actually coming back from innovation entrepreneurship and what I really do in the classroom. Let's maybe get started and kind of unravel a few things that I see a lot in entrepreneurship. A lot of entrepreneurs fail in their journeys. And I'm going to emphasize the word journey because it will tie in directly with what we'll talk about here in a little while, which is goals. But truly, when you think about your life, you're always on a journey. Don't think of your life, when I reach that goal, when I reach that goal, when I reach that goal, because goals change. And the beauty of life is that you really think of those goals as letting them change, that you're flexible enough in thinking about your life. There's constantly evolvement. We need to be flexible and just see how things are going because your goals might look a little bit differently 2 years from now. And maybe you reach a goal and all of a sudden you realize it wasn't exactly what you had in mind. So keep in mind that we need to be flexible. We need to adapt according to how our life turns out and our taste change, our passion change, our purpose changes. So with that in mind, let's maybe define the two types of goals and figure out what one goal actually really does not work. There are two types of goals. One of them is called a result goal and one of them is called an action goal. Let's maybe get started with that result goal. So a result goal is something where you say, by May, I want to offer an online course. And this online course is going to show you in very simple ways how to create personal boundaries, how to maybe establish financial knowledge, and maybe how to save for your next journey. Now, with your result goal, you have the month, you have the product. So what's the issue with it? Let's maybe peel back the layer and let's talk about this action goal. An action goal is going to put together a plan of how you can reach that goal. So in addition to saying, I want to offer an online course that will teach financial savviness, and I want to offer it in May, I'm also going to add an action that will truly tie my goal to how I can get there. So think about entering the place where you want to go on your GPS and looking at the route that will get you there. So you don't only look at Google Maps, but you also look at the step-by-step that will get you there. Let me introduce you to the petite practices. Petite practices means that I'm breaking down one goal and I'm breaking it into little steps that will get me there. And petite really comes from the French word small. So I'm making them very small, digestible pieces because each piece is going to be a celebration, a win, of getting me one step closer to that ultimate final destination. And of course, practices also ties in with a very popular saying that we always use, which is practice makes perfect. Do we really need to aim for perfection? I'm going to challenge you and say no. I'm going to say practice makes for progress. Petite practices will lead to progress. And eventually, the progress will bring you so close to your goal that you're like, I can't believe I just made it. How did I just get here? Oh, that's true. I kept on working consistently. I kept showing up and I broke it down in a very digestible, small or petite way that it actually was not as intimidating that I felt like procrastinating, but instead I actually progressed consistently and made my progress much more digestible and manageable to me. So petite practices, the way that I define it is that it integrates a lot of different aspects. It also, of course, integrates things in a way that your to-do list turns into your ta-da list. So it integrates also celebration. And in my mastermind collective, I break this down into three different pillars. The pillars being coaching, community, and collaboration. So if you think about it, We're always learning, there's education there, and that's amazing. At the same time, though, you also need to exchange that knowledge with others because all good things really need that percolation of some sort to where you're exchanging, and in the exchange is really where the magic happens. And lastly, the collaboration frequently means that we are really much better when we are reaching out to our network and becoming the power of many and letting the feedback that we get from others make our projects much better. So think about you sharing maybe idea with your family, with your friends, and they're saying, "Oh yeah, this is great." And you're like, "Okay, I should keep going." How about sharing your idea with people that may not know very much about you? And you're actually putting yourself out there, you're making yourself visible. And then these other people providing feedback, and they are becoming your community. So those are people that also experience the daily struggles, the ups, the downs, the challenges, and they're giving you honest feedback that is constructive, yet critical enough for you to keep going. Because we all have those days where maybe on one day this seems like an amazing idea, and then on the next day you're like, I don't even know what in the world was I thinking about offering an online course by May that teaches financial knowledge. I think people already know this. Well, I'm going to challenge you. Maybe they already know it. And I'm sure you can always Google things, but they do not know you in the way that you would teach it. And that is special about my mastermind collective. In my mastermind collective, speaking about the coaching, the community, and the collaboration, I add a little bit of my personal touch to it, which is what I call my European flair. I just kind of sprinkle it in there, starting with the petite practices that I just told you about. We are breaking down your goal into small, digestible pieces. At the same time, I'm also coaching small digestible pieces of knowledge that will elevate you, that will empower you to reach your business goals. I'm essentially peeling back the layer on some concepts and I'm breaking them down in a way that it's easy to understand, but it's also then a tool for you that you can use in your business to get to your goal. It essentially gives you the action that you need to reach your particular result. And what's of course amazing about this is that we have this community. My petite practices are kind of inspired by the experience of being in a cafe where we sit around tables, we chat. So it's of course designed for productivity, but it's also designed for joy. Next is a monthly mastermind focus. So in my mastermind collective, of course, I also focus on the mastermind meetings where we're inspiring and we are challenging each other. So it is truly a meeting where everybody comes together, we give each other feedback, we're tackling new tasks, and we are celebrating triumphs together. I'm also a mom. I want to put a little bit of a fun twist on the Mastermind Collective. That is a true gamification. I'm actually giving out little passport stamps for reaching your tasks. So every time at the end of the month, when we reached a task together that we set ourselves with good intention for that month, you earn your stamp, your passport stamp. Just like you're traveling around the country or the world. You are earning a stamp. Then I have two more aspects. One of them is Cafe Corners. Cafe Corners is an online community where we have lively discussions, just like in Paris, with other amazing people. So you're getting new perspectives, you're getting fresh perspectives, but you're also having the opportunity to share and support and connect with others. And I'm giving out, speaking about the support, I'm giving out little artisan awards. So the awards are right there to empower everybody that really does a good job in reaching out to community, that they are essentially getting a pat on the back and saying, "All right, I'm really helping my community right here." So with that, the Mastermind Collective is much more than a program. It is the number one community for women in business, supporting them to grow, connect, and finally reach their business goals. I look forward to seeing you inside. Put a comment down in the notes if you have any questions, and of course, follow along to find a few more tips to get your business growing to the next level.